Track 17.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Parker, and I'm one of the development editors on the Keynote series. I was very struck by this inspiring talk, which shows what individuals can do and about the power of social media to connect them. Ronnie Edry is a graphic designer who started a peace movement. Using his art and social media, he made a simple and heartfelt gesture which has had extraordinary repercussions. Although his English is far from perfect, Edry is a natural communicator. He uses images as well as humour to tell his story warmly and directly, with apparently egoless delivery. The images make a big impact in the talk. They are so candid and show ordinary people from both sides, distinguishable only by their flags. What's also appealing about this talk is that it has the feel-good optimism of a film. Actually, the only filmic element this talk lacks is the major setback you usually get two-thirds of the way through to heighten the drama. And at the moment, it lacks a conclusively happy ending. Edry knows how to tell and illustrate a good story. He launches directly into his tale of what happened one night when he put a poster of himself and his daughter onto Facebook with the caption, "Iranians, we will never bomb you. We love, heart, you." He was only asking for approval from his friends, so he was totally bowled over by the extent and volume of the reactions he got. The story has a wonderful filmic arc as he describes how the momentum built from that first night. First, all the unexpected responses to his poster. Then the poster he made of his wife and of his friends. After that, the posters he made of the messages and photos that came back from Iran, the ones the Iranians made themselves, through to lots and lots of spin-off Facebook movements, online and face-to-face friendships across opposing sides, and finally, global news coverage. In between, he gives us snippets of information about the conflict between Israel and Iran, but with a very light touch, without preaching or any political bias. I found this story very moving. At one point, early on, Edry says, "Everybody's crying now." And to be honest, I was too, within the first few minutes of the talk. All in all, he communicates a simple but dramatic story about the power of images, how positive images can spread peace and friendship, while the negative images can create such false and damaging impressions. His aim is to counter bad with good, to change hate into love. It's a real message of hope, but without any sentimentality. This story touched me particularly because I have a brother who has been involved in the humanitarian peace process in the Middle East, which has made these conflicts feel closer to home. Alongside all the challenges he confronted, he also brought back pictures of beautiful places and stories of the intelligence and humanity of the people he met, which is rarely focused on in the media. We should all watch this talk and take a leaf out of Ronnie Edry's book. Next time I read about a nation in conflict, some very different pictures will pop into my head as a result of all these lovely posters of kind, committed people reaching out to others.